Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see, connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Carolyn.
Thank you for joining us for today. We have an interesting lesson about 3D printing. You can see our title. It says 3D printing, no factory required. Well, what is 3D printing anyway? I've heard of printing, but 3D printing? Carolyn, have you heard of 3D printing?
Actually, I have. It was something that one of my friends in the United States introduced to me. She has a friend who bought a 3D printer, and I was very interested to see some of the interesting things that he was able to print. It's not really printing. It actually has a lot to do with the title here, No Factory Required, because it's not being printed on paper.
That's right, not being printed on paper. No factory required. Well, we're going to learn all about 3D printing in our lesson today, so let's get started with the first reading here.
"3D printing. No factory required. This magical technology turns 3D designs into 3D objects. Printing images is easy. Select an image of a purple robot on your PC, for example, and then press print. Your home printer precisely shoots drops of ink onto a flat piece of paper, creating the robot's 2D image. Printing 3D objects is something altogether different. Take the purple robot. First, select a file of the 3D model of the robot and send it to your special 3D printer. Immediately, the printer begins making noise, and a nozzle releases plastic material in thin layers over and over again. In 2 to 3 hours, a 3D purple robot is standing before you."
Hello, listeners. This is your word, Lady Ellen. Your assignment is to build a 3D model of that pen. Don't know how? Just press print. That's right. In this month's technology article, we'll be learning all about some really cool 3D printing technology. Before we begin, let's take a look at our vocabulary for the day. Precisely. Precisely is an adverb. Jeremy precisely aimed his serve, causing the tennis ball to land out of the reach of his opponent. Nozzle. Nozzle is a noun. As Sharon's car was being washed, soap and water sprayed onto the car from several nozzles. Mature. Mature is a verb. Coach Jackson's basketball team has matured over the past year. They are much harder to beat now. Hearing aid. Hearing aid is a noun. Mrs. Morgan adjusted her hearing aid and then asked the girl to repeat what she had said. Your more information word is prototype. Prototype is a noun. Now, let's get started with our article.
In our title, we do see this great phrase, no factory required. Usually when I think of making something, not printing, but just making a toy or some kind of object, we usually think that it comes from a factory. But here we're learning about 3D printing, where no factory is required. This is a very great phrase, and right there we see this magical technology turns 3D designs into 3D objects.
That's really cool. 3D designs that you can see online, or maybe you can create, you can turn these things into 3D objects that you don't just see. You can actually feel them, touch them, use them. All right, so let's get started with the first sentence here. Printing images is easy. Select an image of a purple robot on your PC, for example, and then press print. That is easy enough, right?
It is pretty easy. You're just taking a piece of paper and your printer, and there's a picture of a purple robot on your PC, your computer, and you hit the print button. And what happens?
Well, your home printer precisely shoots drops of ink onto a flat piece of paper, creating the robot's 2D image. Well, that's true. That's what happens when you print. You have a 2D image. And 2D, well, if you have a piece of paper like this, then that would have a 2D image on the top, not an object. But let's take a look at a key word from this sentence. What is it, Carolyn?
It is the word precisely. And if something is done precisely, then it is exact. There is no confusion. It is very specific in what it does. It is very precise. So when your printer prints something, the ink is not going all over the paper. It is going to one specific area that you want it to be in.
So it does precisely what you want it to do. You could also use that word in another way. If you tell someone to do something and they do exactly what you want it to do, you say, "You did precisely what I said. Thank you. Thank you for doing precisely as I asked."
That's right. Well, we see that printing 3D objects is something altogether different. Now, if it's altogether different, then it's completely different. Mm-hmm. There really isn't anything similar. And we see that the word printing here is in quotation marks, which is something that Steve and Ken want to talk about in the information cloud.
Today, let's take a look at something that may seem insignificant, but it's in fact quite meaningful. Quotation marks. Steve, what can you tell us about quotation marks?
Well, as the name suggests, quotes are used when quoting someone's words. That's the most common usage of quotation marks.
Yes, that's one usage. But there's another function of this punctuation mark. Irony, which is the use of words to express something different from their original meaning.
In other words, what's quoted is an unusual meaning of the word.
As an example, living in the age of the internet, we might talk about living in the virtual world. And I might put the word living in quotes, because no one can literally live in the virtual world. It's not real.
That's a good one, Ken. Here's another example. John claimed he was too busy to help me. If I put busy in quotes, I am doubting whether he was really busy.
Hey, Steve, why did you put your fingers up like that just now?
Well, Ken, that's what we call air quotes. Some people call it finger quotes. When people speak, they'll sometimes use their fingers to indicate quotation marks, giving the quoted word an ironic or unusual meaning.
我们今天来看 quotation marks, 就是引号，也可以简称为 quotes。引号除了用来引用某人说的话，还可以用来表达 irony, 反讽，也就是跟字面上的意思不同。课文中我们看到这句话， Printing 3D objects is something altogether different. Printing 是放在引号当中，表示作者并不认为这个立体印刷机是真的在print 列印。说到引号，外国人讲话的时候常常会做一个手，做一个动作，就是举双手，弯曲食指和中指。那这个动作呢叫做 air quotes, 代表的就是引号。我们在说话的时候可以用 air quotes 来标示我们讲的某一个字并不是字面上单纯的意思。比如说 ,he said he was busy, 讲到 busy 的时候打一个air quotes, 就表示你根本不认为他真的 busy, 那只是他自己讲的。这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
Alright, well, we have more to learn about 3D printing. Now, you've learned about this robot 2D image and that 3D objects are something altogether different. Now, we see this next sentence. Take the purple robot. Take the purple robot Take it where, Carolyn? Where am I taking it?
Well, you're not taking the purple robot anywhere. You're not going to hold it.
Okay.
It's a 2D image on your computer. And actually, I think that Liz would like to explain this sentence to us a little bit better in the Grammar Gym.
Hi there, friends. How are you doing today? Welcome to the Grammar Gym. My name is Liz. In today's article, we see this sentence, take the purple robot. The writer is not saying that we, the readers, should go ahead and reach out with our hands and grab the purple robot. No. Instead, take is a short way of saying take, for example. So today's sentence just means using the purple robot as an example. This use of take to talk about examples is most often found in spoken situations. For example, Robert has so many crazy stories about his travels. Take the time when he was stuck in Mexico City without his passport. Or, Mrs. Jensen's students are very creative. Take Timothy and his artwork. And that's it for today. Be sure to check out today's grammar tip section in your magazine for more example sentences. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time.
Thank you, Liz. Well, we're taking this purple robot. The next sentence here is, first select a file of the 3D model of the robot and send it to your special 3D printer. So this is assuming that you have a 3D printer and you send this file to the 3D printer.
That's right. So you have a 3D image on your computer and a 3D printer. And immediately, the printer begins making noise, and a nozzle releases plastic material in thin layers over and over again. And so it's going to be releasing this plastic material from a nozzle. And nozzle is one of the words from our word bank today. A nozzle is the narrow end of a tube, usually, and it sends out liquid. It controls where the liquid goes.
So usually I think of a hose, actually, a water hose. Usually water hoses will have a nozzle, or some water hoses have a nozzle on the end. And you can control where the water goes, how much pressure you want the water to have. There is a nozzle there. But of course, if you have a 3D printer, this is not shooting out water, it's shooting out probably really hot plastic that will get solid over time.
Right, so this nozzle is releasing these thin layers of plastic over and over again, and in 2 to 3 hours, a 3D purple robot is standing before you. You can see it right there. It's something you can hold and not just on a piece of paper. Well, right now we want to take some time to go visit Michelle in the language lab.
I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们来看 precisely 这个副词。Precisely 是指精确的或准确的。例如 ，No one knows precisely how many people survived the train crash. 没有人准确知道有多少人从火车撞击意外中生还。它的形容词是去掉字尾的 ly。Precise 的意思就是精确的。例如 ，The precise location of the stolen car has not been determined yet. 这部对被偷的车辆的准确的地点仍然还没有被确认。继续我们看的是 nozzle 这个名词。Nozzle 是指喷嘴。例如 ，The nozzle of the fire extinguisher was jammed. 这台灭火器的喷嘴堵住了。或者是 ，The gas nozzle automatically stops adding gasoline when the tank is full.当油箱满的时候，加油的油枪会自动停止加油。
We're talking about 3D printing today. Of course, you don't need to go to a factory to get some things done, to get some things printed. You could print objects that you could see and hold and use.Of course, usually when you think of printing, you think of 2D objects printed out on a piece of paper. Now, you can have 3D printing. And this, of course, uses some plastic and a special 3D printer. We're going to be learning a little bit more about this in the rest of today's lesson.
No factory required. 3D printing, then and now. 3D printing technology first appeared in the 1980s. At that time, it was used as an inexpensive way for companies to make prototypes before creating final products. But 3D printing technology has matured to the point where printers can now create high-quality objects using a variety of materials, including metals. That means 3D printers can now make final products that meet high industrial standards. 3D printers are already being used to make parts for race cars and jets, as well as artificial limbs and hearing aids.
Sounds like 3D printers will be very, very useful. And at the beginning of this section, we see the title 3D printing, then and now. So we're going to get a little information on the history of 3D printing and how it's changed. How does this begin, Gabe?
Well, yes, if you're talking about then or saying the phrase then and now, usually then means in the past. So then or back then and now. Our first sentence is 3D printing technology first appeared in the 1980s. It first appeared at this time. What does that mean, Carolyn?
Well, when something first appears, then that's when it was first used or even invented. Mm-hmm. So people were using 3D printers for the first time in the 1980s. And we see at that time, it was used as an inexpensive way for companies to make prototypes before creating final products. And a prototype is the first version of something, so you can get an idea of what it will look like or how it will work and maybe some problems that you might face in the future and changes you can make.
That's right. Sometimes you're not satisfied with the prototype, but that's why a prototype is important. And so if you want an inexpensive way to create something, well, some people used 3D printing before creating the final products. Let's continue. But 3D printing technology has matured to the point where printers, what can they do? They can now create high-quality objects using a variety of materials, including metals. All right, so they have matured to this point. Let's take a look at that word from the word bank. It is mature. Carolyn, I usually think of humans, people, they mature over time. We get more and more mature, hopefully. But how is this word used in our lesson?
Well, here it's describing how the process has developed. Mm-hmm. So printers have gone from being something that was used to create a prototype, or these 3D printers were used to create prototypes, and now they have changed. They have developed or matured into something else. Mm-hmm. They can now create high-quality objects, not just a cheap prototype, but something you could actually use.
That's right. And we see this phrase, they have matured to the point of something. That's another great phrase to know. To the point. You could use this phrase like this. The turkey was cooked to the point of burning. They burned the turkey. How else might you use that phrase?
Well, I think that people have become very intelligent and mm-hmm. they've come up with all of these new inventions mm-hmm. and actually, we've gotten to the point where we can fly around the world in a very short time.
It's true. So these are great ways to use that phrase. Well, let's continue. That means that 3D printers can now make final products that meet high industrial standards. Well, it's time for us to take a look at a special video. Let's do that now.
So maybe you've heard about the MakerBot Replicator 2 desktop 3D printer, but you don't know how it works? It's cool. I'm Bree Pettis, CEO of MakerBot, and I'm going to walk you through the MakerBot creation process. The MakerBot Replicator 2 desktop 3D printer is the easiest, fastest, and most affordable tool for making professional quality models. If you're an engineer or an engineer at heart, you can keep a MakerBot Replicator 2 desktop 3D printer right on your desktop and produce amazing high-quality models while you work. The MakerBot creation process starts with a digital design. This can be a design that you create using any digital modeling program, or you can download one of thousands of models from our site, Thingiverse.com. Thingiverse is a community forum where people, like you, can share their digital designs. There are over 25,000 things on Thingiverse, and most of them can be made on a MakerBot Replicator 2 desktop 3D printer. And the best part, they're all free. Once you've got your digital design, the next step is to open it in MakerBot Makerware. This is the software that allows you to prepare your model to be made on your MakerBot Replicator 2. MakerBot Makerware is a brand new software tool developed right here at MakerBot. You can use MakerBot Makerware to move and scale your model and to arrange it just so on the virtual build plate. When you've got it just how you want it, just press Make It and the MakerBot Replicator 2 desktop 3D printer will begin transforming your digital 3D model into a physical 3D model. The material that the MakerBot Replicator 2 desktop 3D printer uses is a renewable bioplastic called PLA. When you tell the MakerBot Replicator 2 to make something, it begins by pulling the PLA filament that's spooled in the back up through this tube and into the extruder. The extruder heats it up and squishes it through a very small hole onto the build plate. It starts by laying down the bottom layer of your 3D model. Then the platform moves the object down a tiny bit so the extruder can lay down the second layer. The process continues for the next layer, and the next layer, and the next layer. This process can take some time because each layer can be as fine as 100 microns. When you're done, you'll have a professional quality model that doesn't require any sanding or finishing. Now you know how a MakerBot Replicator 2 desktop 3D printer works, and it's time to set your mind in motion thinking about how you're going to use yours and what you're going to do.
Well, 3D printers can be used for so many amazing things, and we see 3D printers are already being used to make parts for race cars and jets, as well as artificial limbs and hearing aids.
Hearing aids. Wait, can you say that again? Well, yes, we're going to say that again. Hearing aids. Well, let's take a look at that. It's from our word bank. Do you have hearing aids or do you use hearing aids? Some people do. They put them inside their ears and then it can help them hear things a little more clearly. You can put in the hearing aid or take out your hearing aid.
Well, it would be very interesting to be able to print a hearing aid or even an artificial limb, a part of your body that isn't a real part, but maybe made of plastic or metal. Well, now it's time for us to spend some time with Michelle in the language lab.
好，接下来我们看的是 prototype 这个名词 ,prot 这个字首有第一个的意思 ,type 是指典型。所以 prototype 是指新发明的机器或设备的原型或样本。例如 ,the prototype of the new car was built by a group of Japanese engineers. 这台新车的原型是一群日本工程师打造的。所以我们看的是 mature 这个动词 ,mature 是指成熟或成长。例如 ,teenage girls usually mature faster than teenage boys. 青春期的女孩通常比青春期的男孩早熟。Mature 也只趋于完善，例如 her acting skills matured rapidly over the years. 这些年来，她的演技快速的成熟。她的名词是 maturity, M-A-T-U-R-I-T-Y. 例如 the girl's delayed maturity was caused by hormonal imbalance. 这个女孩的过晚发育是因为荷尔蒙的失调引起的。And let's head back to our teachers now.
3D printing is a very interesting topic and can be used to do so many things. You can print hearing aids, artificial limbs, or parts of race cars and jets. It's all very impressive. Gabe, what do you think is the most interesting thing we've learned so far about 3D printers?
Well, actually, if you have your magazine on page 39, there are a couple other interesting facts about 3D printing. Jay Leno, the TV host, has used 3D printing to make some parts for his cars. That is really interesting.
That is pretty amazing. Well, we have a lot more to learn about 3D printing tomorrow right here on Studio Classroom. So we'll see you then.
Goodbye.
Welcome to the episode of our exciting new drama, The Stranger. Set in Taiwan, our story begins as Sherry Harris visits her mother's old home. Join us as we listen to Sherry's exciting adventures in The Stranger.
It's times like these that I wonder what I'm getting myself into.
You're getting yourself into trouble, so what else is new?
Sorry, but it's so dusty in here. Where are we anyway?
We're on the second floor. It's my uncle's old office. Nobody uses it anymore.
No wonder it's a mess.
Shh! I hear someone coming. Quick, Jason, go hide in that closet. I'll go over by the window.
你好，老先生，我是林先生，你抓到那个外国女孩了没？哦，有啊，她还好吧？你把关起来，锁起来。哎，干得好，好好好！哎，我待会就到，啊，不要伤害她，不要伤害她。那你有没有把你的车子丢掉？有，太好了，那我20分钟后就到，哈哈，太好了。
Whoa, that was close.
Shh. He might still be able to hear us.
Hey, how about a little sympathy? I practically suffocated in that closet.
Okay. I think he's gone. I'm glad he didn't notice my shoes sticking out from under the curtain.
Join us next time for more of The Stranger. Yeah.